The time is 6 minutes to five. Now then, it's the end of an era. It really is. This month, we'll see the last video recorder produced in Japan. I can't believe it. No more spooling, tangled tape, no more taping. Because nobody uses the word tape anymore.
No, you just press
apart
a button.
From old people like us.
Yeah.
They say record these days. Let's speak to Fenzi Tokalp, who's the editor for the technology advice site GadgetDetective.com. Hello to you, Fenzi.
Afternoon.
I was told off the other day for using the word taped. I've taped it and was told I was so 20th century. Because it's no, you record it now.
No, people still use the term.
I'm glad to hear that.
It's gone beyond the literal meaning, I think.
But yeah, so the end of the video recorder, astonishing. So, people still have piles of tapes in the house, though, don't they?
I know, and it is a worry because now that people can't replace those machines so easily or get them repaired as easily as before, that a lot of material will be lost, you know, not just TV shows, although, you know, often the BBC doesn't have copies from for its own archives and relies upon people's old VHS copies to replace missing episodes of classic series. Mm. So a lot of that stuff will be lost. And, of course, all the camcorder footage that was shot on VHS or VHS-C, as it was known, you know, the slightly smaller cassettes that are still big by today's standards, but we used to shoot, you know, home videos.
Absolutely.
On that sort of thing.
Mind you, gone will be the days of you've taped over my favourite episode of Dallas.
Yeah, now
that kind of thing.
Now it's you've deleted my hard drive.
Exactly. But, you know, I mean, I remember the kind of the VHS Betamax wars.
Well, yes, because it was, you know, it's interesting that they're stopping now with VHS, because if they'd made it till the 7th of September this year, that would be 40 years since JVC launched VHS, because it was a JVC invention.
That's a long time for a technology this year, to last.
40 years is a long time, and it was only a few months before that Sony launched its rival Betamax, and then there were these big format wars between Betamax tapes, which were technically superior, and JVC's VHS format, which wasn't quite as good, but JVC were very clever because they did the deal with the Hollywood film companies to get the first releases onto VHS, and that's what made the difference. But they slugged it out between 76 and I think 1983 before actually VHS began to pull ahead.
And there's a bit of a resurgence at the moment, isn't it, of vinyl records, because they sound nice, they sound different. We're not going to get that with VHS because the picture quality was terrible, the sound was terrible, wasn't it? And if it didn't have tracking properly, you could barely watch a programme.
No, that's it. So with vinyl, there's a lot of people who feel, you know, very emotionally bonded to their vinyl because they remember it from their youth, but also because, you know, you could open a gatefold sleeve and see the pictures. And the sound itself, in some ways, is superior to CD, in other ways not, but, you know, in terms of the warmth and roundness of the sound, arguably vinyl is better. But there's no real analogy to be had with VHS. I don't think people felt bonded to their VHS cassettes in quite the same way. You know, they were awkward things that you had, as you say, you had to rewind. It would take 3 minutes to rewind a tape to get back to the beginning.
Fevzi, so you and me are going to carry on using the word taped, are we?
We are, and I've still got my VHS recorder from 1981, and it's still playing.
Oh, excellent! Well, we know what to do. We know what to do when we need to watch our old VHFs. Fevzi, thank you so much. Fevzi Tokalp, who's from GadgetDetective.com.